Well, Donald Trump's eldest son is at the centre of the latest allegations of Russian interference in last year's US election. Donald Trump Jr. has admitted meeting with a Russian lawyer who may have had compromising information about Hillary Clinton. The New York Times reports he was told before the meeting that the lawyer was part of a Russian government bid to aid his father's campaign. But the lawyer says she had no Kremlin ties and didn't provide any sensitive information about Clinton. To cover this off, BBC correspondent Nick Bryant is with me. And thank you, Nick. So what do we know about this? It was Trump Jr. who released this email, was it?
Yeah, it was a real bombshell. Many Democrats would regard it also as a smoking gun. The New York Times, do you remember, late last night, published a story about the contacts that the publicist Rob Goldstone had with Donald Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., suggesting that he wanted to put in touch with this Russian lawyer who had information that could be damaging to Hillary Clinton. Now, this morning, the New York Times started working on a story which was going to publish that very email, and Donald Trump preempted them by publishing the emails himself, the whole chain between him and Goldstone. Goldstone wrote to him saying, there is information that is part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump that would be helpful for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump Jr. replies, if that's what you say, I love it. And that's what happened in the run-up to this meeting with the Russian lawyer. And not only was Donald Trump included in that email chain, but Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and also Paul Manafort, who at that time was the campaign chairman of the Trump campaign.
Why is this more incriminating than previous allegations of Russian links?
Because it seems to suggest, if not collusion, then Donald Trump Jr. was open to the possibility of collusion, that he was willing to meet with somebody who Goldstone suggested had links with the Kremlin to receive information that was coming from the Russian government that was damaging to Hillary Clinton. Now, the Democrats are saying that is a clear example of collusion. Even some Republicans are saying that Donald Trump Jr. should now appear on Capitol Hill before the panels, the congressional investigations that are looking into this whole idea of Russian meddling and the possibility of Russian collusion, because they too think that this has the sort of, if not the smoking gun, then certainly the whiff of cordite. And, you know, there's a lot of questions, especially given that the Trump campaign has repeatedly said that at no time during the campaign, during the transition, during the early part of the presidency, were there meaningful meetings between Russian officials and the Trump campaign.
We've had a year of these allegations and no smoking gun yet, so you believe that this is possibly it. What happens next in this process, do you think?
Well, the White House has just been holding a briefing off camera. They're doing that at the moment. We're just getting audio of that briefing. But the president's spokeswoman has been referring all the questions about this to the White House, the president's personal lawyer, who is now overseeing his kind of legal defense. And she's also said that Donald Trump is very proud of the fact that his son has come out and released these emails and that it has shown transparency. She's saying that Donald Trump only found out about this meeting between this Russian lawyer and the top team of his campaign staff only a few days ago. But there are many Democrats who just simply don't believe that. They would regard that as implausible, that senior figures of the Trump campaign could meet with a Russian official promising such sensitive information and not pass on that information to the president himself, who at that stage was obviously a presidential candidate. Where does it go from here? Well, I think, as I say, there's a lot of Democrats especially, and some Republicans too, who are saying that Donald Trump now needs to come to Congress and appear before them and to answer questions about this. And also, of course, there's the FBI investigation that's still ongoing, and also the special counsel, Robert Mueller, his investigation is ongoing. And you wonder what it's going to uncover. If the New York Times can get sort of this kind of email, then you wonder what else is waiting to come out.
Nick, thank you very much. Appreciate it. That is Nick Bryant, BBC in the United States.